Good morning. 9:06 a.m. on Monday, July the 3rd, 2017. Every so often, I apparently have to start walking too late to remind myself of why I have an alarm set for 6:45. This is pleasant. I'm in the shade. I'm walking in the cool. Ambient temperature is about 66, 68, somewhere in there. Official temperature is a little bit lower, but right around here it's about 66, 68, it's probably closing on 70 by the time I get back. But 9 o'clock in the morning, the sun has been up for 3 hours. So it's about 45 degrees up in the sky. It's almost directly due east. And it is hot. It is, when it shines on me, it is warm. I'm wearing just jeans and a t-shirt, but it is warm. It's going to be another 90 degree day, probably. 98, 99. I started a load of laundry before I left. It'll be ready when I get back. I also have to get some breakfast. Yesterday, I had a burrito. There is a place in town called Alberto's that has what they bill as the hottest green chili in town, and it may well be. But I had a smothered burrito, half mild, half hot chili. And it was the biggest, without a doubt, the biggest carb load in a single meal I've had in months. 60 something carbs, 1,000-ish calories. It was one of the largest meals I've had in a month. It tasted so good. And then when I ran the numbers, I really didn't blow the budget, that my calorie budget or my carb budget for the day. I'm actually supposed to have, for a meal, I'm actually supposed to have 45 grams of carb. I'm supposed to have three servings of carb in a meal, which is 45 grams. Which is really quite a lot when you consider that usually I'm having 20 or 30. So I'm decidedly under budget in terms of carbohydrates, which may be why my liver is sharing too much glucose overnight. Be that as it may, it was delicious. It was relatively nutritious. Smothered. Oh. Sour cream, that's an extra 200 calories right there. Guacamole turns out to be pretty low trauma in terms of carbs. It's a little fatty, but it's the good fat. It's not saturated fat. So yeah, I was rocking it. I felt great last night. Had my snack. 3 Triscuits and a string cheese after that massive meal. 3 Triscuits and a string cheese. Seemed like, oh really? Do I need to eat again? But I'm trying to eat with my pills. I was supposed to take, for years. I'm supposed to take my pills with food to buffer the effect on my stomach. And I have pretty much never done it. But the nurse got after me again about not having a snack. And because I need a little something in there for the digestion overnight, a small snack, 100 calories, 150 calories, a little bit of a carb, 10, 15, just to keep things on track. So some nights I have a piece of fruit. Some nights I have like an apple. An apple is huge. So is pear. Big carb load, big calorie. Apple's like 200 calories. But the and carbs. 20, 25 carbs. Morning again.
Morning.
But buffered against the protein in the string cheese, which is surprisingly low in carb. 80 calories. 7 grams of protein. 8, depending on the brand. I get to the point where it's something I look forward to. Morning. That's my signal to start winding down to set up the next day's bullet journal. Actually, I'm supposed to be doing my meditation at 11 in the morning. I have an alarm set for that too. But what happens is that it tends to get pushed off and pushed off and pushed off until, you know, if I'm going to do it, I've got to do it now because I'm going to go to bed in about 15 minutes. So I do my push-ups, I do my weights, I do my meditation, I do my leg lifts. Five push-ups used to be a struggle, now 10 is pretty easy. I'm going to need to do something, maybe do a set in the morning when I get up before I put my pants on. Yawn, yawn. I got a good night's sleep. A relatively good night's sleep. I stayed up too late last night again. But I slept in this morning. My wife got up with the cats at 4 o'clock and spoke to them. I guess. I don't know what they were doing. But they weren't scratching at the door at 4. Or if they were, I didn't hear them. I was dead to the world. So the one thing I didn't get done yesterday was writing. I didn't get any writing done. I didn't get back into the secret project. I didn't get into Suicide Run. I sort of spaced the day. I didn't even cook dinner because I went out for burritos on the back. So today's Monday. It's not actually a holiday. It's not actually a work day. It's not actually a weekend. It's not actually, I suppose actually it is a holiday. It's the 4th of July weekend holiday. Oh yeah, this is going to be, oh jeez, I just came out of the shade and started walking east. The sidewalk is, it's got a glare on it. Oh my goodness. This isn't going to be fun, but. I'm closer now to walk this way than I am to go back the other way. And the other way isn't any better because the path alongside West 20th is just as straight, just as hot. And the sun's shining on my back all the way up, so. Okay, we can do this. Say it with me. Monk pose. And here we go. Last little bit. So I did get back into the story the other day. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it the other day, since that was something I was quite excited about yesterday. Something that I expected that I wanted to do yesterday, but didn't. The meditation on motivation is very interesting. I'm going to have to go. It's just a short 10-day pack. I'm going to have to go back and do it again, because it's actually really, really useful. It's really helpful. I can't exactly say why, but the questions are, the questions I'm not supposed to answer. They're supposed to be the questions that sort of float in the pool of my brain, what should be the still and quiet pool of my brain. Last night's question was, what does what you do define you? All right, it's an interesting question to ponder. Not to answer, but to ponder. Does what you do define you? And the answer, all the questions are in second person, so they're always you. So does what you do define you? I mean, consider people in general. Does what they do define you? And in a certain sense, yeah. But in a much larger sense, in a much more real sense, no. Not really. I mean, in part, but I'm a writer, and that defines part of me. I'm a storyteller, I think, first. So what I do, which is write, in order to tell stories, that's part. I'm also a father, I'm also a husband, I'm also a property owner. I'm also, in a certain sense, an intellectual. And those things aren't all encompassed in storyteller. They're not encompassed in not enough to define me. I don't think they're enough to define anyone. What you do is not who you are. That was one of the things that we worked on early, if I remember correctly. And I may not, but it was one of the things, the identity issue, was one of the things that I was working with my therapist on 2-3 years ago. Who am I? When I was no longer employed, and I was no longer an artist, what does that artist identity mean? How does that impinge on the ideas that I was raised on? You know, basically, an artist was somebody else. Art was something other people did. Normal people got jobs and worked. And they didn't necessarily like their jobs, or they did what they needed to do in order to survive. So life was really a survival struggle. And I think for a lot of people it still is. Life is a survival struggle. In a certain sense, it's still a survival struggle for me, but the way I approach it is a little bit less. direct. Free, works okay. I don't know if that's a mini freezer or a mini fridge. So, you know, family of origin is really one of the struggles that I think all of us face. We start life in one family and then we have to go and form one of our own. And eventually that one changes greatly over time. Once the next generation is launched, then what? Then what do you do? Then what's your identity? Who are you? What are you about? Not the cell phone. Next time you come out after 8 o'clock, turn around and go back. I was going to say, get your sunglasses, but holy crap. So it's actually not that bad. It is really not that bad. I'm whining and bitching and complaining, but it's not that bad. It's beautiful out. It is a gorgeous summer day. The thistles scattered across the field here. I'm walking beside the park, and the thistles scattered across the field are lovely and purple and beautiful. And there's a dark green grass, and there's a pale green grass, and there's just a hint of brown here and there, and the gray left over from winter that's still, every once in a while you see a spike of a weed that died off but didn't fall down. There's a metaphor there. I'm not exactly sure of what, but there's a metaphor there. And this grass is there. There's this little tuft of grass right there that is pretty much almost ripe. It's there. The head's beginning to nod over the John Barleycorn effect. As the seeds ripen and the heads bow and they're ready to drop their seeds. I don't see any fruit on these little trees, but this one here has a couple. Has several crab apples on. I think it's less flowering crab as a crab. Coming into more shade now. I'm supposed to be in the moment. I'm supposed to be letting my consciousness just rest on the regular pendulum swing of legs, of the feeling of the soles of my feet, of the sounds. Like that son of a bitch who started banging on his house 7:30 in the morning and is now working a power saw. Normally it wouldn't bother me. I'm downstairs. I don't hear it very loudly. I have headphones on, but it woke my wife, and that was something neither of us needed. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.